He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the light at the end of the tunnel version of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And you'll see why I say that here. I'm no Pollyanna, you know that, but I'm going to talk about some green shoots here today and some breaking news that I discovered last night that may come into play here real soon. Anyways, right now, we have got the Dow down 119. It was down 700 just a minute ago. So there we go. We're up 600 off that low. We're at 19,783. From my mouth to God's ears, I don't think we're going to stray too far from 20,000. That's just my analysis, and I'll tell you why here in a bit. The S&P is down 9 points right now to 2388, but look at that NASDAQ go. NASDAQ, risk on, baby. It's up 83 points. It was just up 90 points. It's at 7,073, and I don't think the NASDAQ wants to stray too far from 2,000 or 7,000, and I don't think the S&P wants to stray too far from about 2,400, okay? Russell 2,000 small caps, they're down 1%. I believe the small caps are putting in a bottom, however. We'll talk about that in a moment. Crude oil, $22.06. Up $1.69, however, after hitting just a multi-year low yesterday. Gold up $1.30, $14.79. Silver up 23 cents to $12.01. Bond market's been all over the map here. We are up today in interest rate, or in the bond market, because interest rates are down 13 basis points. We're at 1.135%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, located here in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where it's very pleasant. Going to be about 78 degrees here today. Beautiful day. First day of spring. Maybe there's some symbolism there also for this market, right? A few green shoots. I remember it was the spring of 2009 when I said a new bull market has been born. That was about 11 years ago and 1 week. I did it on March 27th, and it may be, the market may be going into labor here, and maybe a new bull market will be born here. We shall see. Well, let me just tell you what I did last night. I don't know why. About 6 o'clock, I decided, you know, all the restaurants are closed. You can't go anywhere. A Home Depot. You can only hang out at Home Depot so much in Lowe's. And I didn't even want to see what the line was like at Chick-fil-A. So I made dinner for me and the wife. And then I sat down. I said, you know what? I'm going to go through my database of 5,000 stocks and look at their charts. Well, that takes a long time. You know, I got about halfway through it. But I learned so much by spending that time. In fact, I was so inspired and saw something that caught my eye so much that I then wrote an article last night before I went to bed. It was a long day here yesterday. And submitted that article to Seeking Alpha, where my current article is trending number one most of the day yesterday. And it was still trending at number one. Now, this is one of the biggest sites in the world for authors like me. And my article has been trending at numero uno for quite some time. And I have another one pending here. But I also sent out a copy of that article to everybody at about 5 a.m. this morning. because I noticed some big things happening in the market, a couple of really, really big things, and I have already taken some action here today. Okay, well, let's get to it here. I told you to brace yourself for those initial jobless claims today. We've been averaging in the low 200,000s. The expectations for 220, they came in at 281,000. And I believe that number is going to be going up considerably. I mean, you've got all of these people announcing layoffs, and I mean millions of layoffs. The hotel industry alone, 4 million layoffs. But I still say this is all temporary. We are going to get through this. We had the Senate stimulus vote late in the day yesterday. We were down about 2,000 points. It was about as gloomy as one could possibly see yesterday. And then all of a sudden, the Senate vote late in the day approving that initial package. You know, a half billion here, a couple trillion there. But the initial package was approved by the Senate. That's the package that the House had already passed several days ago. And then the futures of the market seesawed all last night. But while I was writing, or while I was looking at charts last night, I heard in the background a guy come on the TV on one of the cable news channels talking about a major breakthrough in the fight against the coronavirus. And in fact, he was on again this morning on the cable news channels. He is a, what is he? He's a consultant to the Stanford Medical School, talking about a drug that has been around for 50 years. And when combined with another drug in clinical test in France, cured 25 out of 25 people. All right. It is a malaria drug called chloroquine. And it was developed in 1944. Don't go looking for the company that makes it and invest in it, because it's Bayer, which is a German company, which also makes Roundup. Don't get those bottles mixed in your medicine, just chloroquine and Roundup. But Bayer is donating this medicine. It's a generic drug, okay? Readily available. And when combined with another generic drug, I want to say erythromycin, which is an antibiotic. I'm not sure if that was the other drug, but it too was a generic drug. And I believe, you know, President Trump kind of intimated yesterday during his press conference that he would have big news from the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, today. And I just put two and two together while I was looking at those charts last night. I said, he's talking about this drug. And I saw another doctor this morning, early this morning, commenting on this whole situation. And he said, you know, people right now are afraid of dying. If we can get a handle on that, maybe, you know, that will help. It will help ease this dark, gloomy sentiment that is in the market right now. You know, if you think you're going to die, you're not going to go anywhere near a McDonald's or a Burger King or anything like that. And, you know, if we can get a handle on that part and really kind of take some of this fear out of the equation, then that may ease this ugly, ugly, dark, gloomy sentiment that is out there right now. Now, as far as the market goes, I made another observation there. I don't know if it was a revelation or just kind of moment, but I looked at the chart of Boeing, okay? Why did I look at the chart of Boeing? Well, I was going through the charts in alphabetical order, 5,000 of them. I finally get the BA. I said, look at Boeing. It hit $100 per share today. Many times that's a big number, okay, that stocks will find support. And I said, you know what? Trump's got their back. This administration, of course, I think any administration would have Boeing's back. It's one of our crown jewels. They're not going to let Boeing go much lower from here. And if Boeing's not going to go much lower, then maybe we're putting in a bottom for the Dow, because it's been Boeing that has really caused a lot of this devastation in the Dow. The Dow has done worse than the other equity indexes. So I put out a special alert with my findings. If you're not on my mailing list, I emailed that to, well, I think, 14,000 people this morning at about 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to be on Gunderson's mailing list, because when he's up late looking at charts and something makes his eyeballs roll around inside his head, you want to know about it. GundersonCapital.com. Also follow me on Seeking Alpha, and you'll be notified when that new article is released today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management, as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I've refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Now, I'm not the only one starting to feel a little spring in the air. Listen to this. Okay, I've got some pretty good company. All right, let's take a look here. These are other news stories that I saw here this morning. Jeffrey Gundlach, who's always bearish on stocks. Here's what Jeffrey Gundlach is saying, and I rarely agree with Jeffrey Gundlach. He says, I just got to send a quick message here to my crew. Jeffrey Gundlach, the profits were just too great not to harvest, and the panic is palpable, tweets Jeffrey Gundlach. He said he covered his last three shorts at 2:37 Eastern Time. This is yesterday, not long after Bill Ackman, and we'll talk about him in a moment, had his epic meltdown on CNBC. Now listen to this, what Gundlach said. For the first time in years, I am now not short any U.S. stocks. Okay, interpret that. In other words, he sees a pretty good opportunity. For the first time in years, he's not short any U.S. stocks. Now, I think even more important than Jeffrey Gundlach, Bill Miller, who beat the S&P 500, I don't know how many years. Paul probably knows. He worked at Legg Mason. Bill Miller, as a mutual fund manager, beat the S&P 500. I want to say 21 straight years. That's the name. That's the number that kind of is in the back of the cobwebs of my gray matter. Bill Miller of namesake Miller Value Partners said in an interview on Wednesday that there have been only four other great buying opportunities in his lifetime, calling the current time period the fifth. What about that? He acknowledged that one shouldn't go all in now. I totally agree with that, but it would be wise to start layering it in. Now, I sent out an alert to all of my followers this morning, and not only did I talk about what I observed last night in looking at the charts, I also mentioned the Boeing situation, which maybe has found a bottom. I also mentioned the Dow, which doesn't seem to want to stray too far from 20,000 right now. But I also mentioned the stock that I feel the most, the best about at the current time, all right? And that went out to all my followers, not just my clients and live trading subscribers. I'm trying to help as much as I can during this crisis. And I sent out the one I like the best. His comments, okay, he said you shouldn't go all in now, but it would be wise to start layering in. Once again, Bill Miller, legend in the industry, a deliverer of alpha for like 21 straight years. Once again, he said there have been only four other great buying opportunities in his lifetime, calling the current time period the fifth. He acknowledged one should not go all in now, but it would be wise to start layering it in. All right. Well, okay. So there's the green shoots that I see. And I did do one major action right at the beginning of the market today. And that will be in my newsletter. And it went out to all my alert people here and my clients here this morning. I did it right at the open of the market. Now we got to get to some gloomy stuff, because it's not the current is gloomy. The market is forward looking, okay? But today, probably couldn't be much gloomier. Maybe yesterday was a little gloomier than today. The team at J.P. Morgan now expects a negative 4% print for Q1 GDP. Okay, that's the quarter that will end in 2 weeks. It's funny that the Atlanta Fed is 2.1% GDP, and J.P. Morgan's minus 4%. But here's the kicker. They say that growth in quarter three, GP, will come in at negative 8%. And Q4 at negative 4%. Well, you know what? We're going to go through a couple of rough quarters. But the market looks ahead, at least in my experience, about 6 months. Okay, the market has pretty much priced in this quarter. And it's priced in the next quarter and maybe even the Q3. And it's now looking ahead to Q4 in the first few quarters of 2021. They see for the full year GDP shrinking by 1.5%, meaning they think we're going to go into a very short recession. They see the unemployment rate peaking at 6.25% and falling to 5.25% by year end. Okay, that's according to J.P. Morgan. The Atlanta Fed today boosted Q1 GDP to 3.1%. So there's a big discrepancy between J.P. Morgan and the Atlanta Fed. You know what? I'm going to err on the side of the Atlanta Fed. I think they probably got a little bit better handle. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think that's really a key number. We know that Q2, which we begin in 2 weeks, and Q3 are going to be brutal. The restaurant industry, the hotel industry, the consumer industry, the airlines, the energy patch. Oh, it's just going to be gruesome. But the market is looking beyond that, right? Okay, 6 months. The market is looking 6 months beyond that. Europe had a pretty good night. Guess what? A lot of stimulus going on over there in Europe by the ECB. They're going to be buying back a lot of bonds, quantitative easing. Okay, then I told you the story. A decades-old drug called chloroquine used to treat malaria since 1944 may be useful in treating COVID-19. Doctors are optimistic since lab tests show chloroquine is effective in preventing and treating infections. But the kicker is there's a new concoction, a cocktail. When you combine it with another generic drug, they've had fantastic results on a small sampling in France. Well, now the U.S. is going about doing major sampling, but I got to believe that the Trump administration today, that's my prediction, that's what I predicted in my article. I said, you're going to see a major announcement today from Trump about the FDA probably approving this drug, probably approving it. It's been used for 50 years. It was used on soldiers fighting in areas that were infested with malaria, and it's still used in Africa today. So we know about, you know, the side effects, the safety profile. It's just not, here's the rub, it's not approved for treatment in coronavirus. My prediction is it will be approved today, okay? And maybe that will take some of the gloom and doom and people, you know, worrying about dying from this thing. A little bit out of the equation. It could have a big impact on the sentiment. And if we're getting some technical bottoms starting to be put in here, well, maybe spring has sprung. It's not summer yet. No tomatoes to pick yet, but maybe spring has sprung. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed 4 different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our Premier and Ultra Growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
And welcome back to the Green Shoots edition, the first day of spring edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Okay, well, Bank of Japan conducts emergency bond buying. the ECB conducts emergency bond buying. And I will say this about the current administration, the Fed, the Treasury Secretary, even Congress. They're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at this thing to get us through this next 6 months, 4 months, whatever it ends up being. And I think that is also giving the markets here some little bit more confidence than it had yesterday. We've got Australia also, quantitative easing. I mean, this is a global. This is a global situation. Yesterday you had the Fed having to move to backstop the money market funds. And so there's a lot going on. Now, they plan, the Democrats want a bazooka, $2,000 per month to be paid to all adults and $1,000 per month for each child. You know what? I got a friend that lives around the corner from me. He's got 12 kids. 12 kids. Now, he deserves, he'd be getting $14,000 per month, okay, if that's the case, as long as the crisis continues. Now, the Republicans don't want to go that far. They're somewhere in the middle. They believe that all consumer and small business credit payments should be suspended. The Fed or the Treasury would set up a facility to reimburse creditors, servicers in place of those consumer payments. Wow, how much is this all going to cost? No negative credit reporting would be allowed during this time. And there's plenty more. $5 billion for the homeless. $10 billion for community grants. Forbearance for mortgages on rental properties while rent payments are suspended. Well, that's another one. You got to suspend all rent payments. But that's what they are asking for. They... that's quite... I don't even know what the sum total of that package is. I heard $2 trillion. I think the Trump administration's more in the $1 trillion range. Now the question is, how much debt can the U.S. bear? Here's what Larry Kudlow says. We have to deal with debt and deficits at some point down the road, says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. But during crises or wars, you have to got to sort of not worry about borrowing. Well, I've heard this now for the last 8 years, and now we're up to $23.5 trillion. I guess we were borrowing when we weren't at war with a virus. But here we are. Most analysts see this year's fiscal deficit for the year soaring well past the record $1.5 trillion hit in 2009. Our deficit this year, that means how much we spend versus what we take in this year, they're estimating now somewhere in the $1 to $2 trillion area. In other words, we'll take in about $3 trillion in tax revenues, if we do that, because now there's that tax deadline extension. We'll take in about $3 trillion, and we'll spend $5 trillion. And you just keep doing that until... your dollar's not worth anything. Coronavirus updates. New York City Governor Andrew Cuomo said there are likely tens of thousands of COVID-19 cases in the state by residents who never knew that they had the illness. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is pushing Cuomo to approve a shelter-in-place order for the city. Well, that's what they have in San Francisco. And everybody's sheltering in place in San Francisco except the Tesla plant. Elon Musk is defying that order, and he's got like 2,500 people out of 10,000 working on the assembly line. I don't know if they're all 6 feet apart and wearing masks from each other, but we'll see if the California police come in and haul them away in handcuffs. Two congressmen have tested positive. One from Florida, one from Utah. China has reported no new domestic cases for the first time, if you could believe them, as more countries tighten borders. Okay, so China entered into this thing. Now we're thinking mid-November, mid-March, 4 months, if you believe China, no new cases. we've taken a lot more action than China did as far as mitigating this. China just let it go for a couple of months before they ever said anything or did anything. And hopefully, maybe this treatment, the combination of these two drugs, will have a major impact on helping fix this problem. Let's see. Abbott Labs to ship 150,000 corona tests, ramping up for more. I own that stock. Pretty soon we're going to have a stockpile of coronavirus testing kits because everybody is ramping up production. That's a good thing. Co-Diagnostics receives a license for their test in India. That stock's been a hot little stock, CODX. Everybody's getting in onto the testing kit. Free enterprise, right? Capitalism at work here. Roche launches a late-stage study of Actemra for COVID-19. Man, they're all on it. This is all hands on deck. Hopefully something really good comes from this at the end of the day. GM and Ford could shift to make ventilators. Well, what did they make during World War II with Rosie's Riveters? And even Tesla has volunteered, if there's a shortage, we'll make ventilators, doggone it. Just don't shut down our assembly line in San Francisco. Elon Musk, he's a character. Guess what the number one downloaded app is in the mobile app store? Oh, it's not the Best Stocks Now app, but it's got to be. We did have a record day yesterday for the app, which has just been killing it. I don't know where I'd be without my Best Stocks Now app. I invented it for my use. I can't go through 5,000 charts every day. I need to narrow that list down when I begin my day. But it was a record day. The number one downloaded app is Zoom. Zoom Cloud Meetings. Now, my crew met with several people in Scottsdale yesterday. We were in Mount Pleasant. My back office was in Scottsdale. And we all got together for a chit-chat. We didn't have to wear a mask. We didn't have to get within 6 feet of each other. And, of course, this is also, I noticed another big thing about looking at all those charts last night. I think we're going to become much more of a virtual world after this. People have had to learn how a Teladoc, look at Teladoc, it's hitting $140 per share today. I think you're going to see a big move in medicine towards Zooming teleconferencing. Zoom stock is hitting new highs today. And I also think I was noticing all the online school stocks. Make a note of that. They were all starting to move where you can get a secondary education or even a primary college education without ever needing to move away and get an apartment and have some roommates that never, always dirty dishes in the sink. I had the worst roommates in college, always dirty dishes in the sink. And I had one roommate, we'd go out for dinner, hey, let's go out to dinner to study in here. I'd take a 2-for-1 coupon. He'd say, well, this is a great deal. I said, you pay for yours and I get mine free. I said, oh, is that how it works? He was the cheapest guy. He took the free part of that coupon, and I got the one that had to pay for it. Anyways, Continental Resources to cut 2020 CapEx. I do not see a bottom in the oil patch yet. Maybe Boeing, however, around $100 a share. Wedbush expects rough road for Tesla in the near term. They're lowering their price target from $710 to $425. That's about where it's at right now. I think they're going to shut down Musk assembly line. I don't think they're going to let it stay open. Ford and GM have already shut down their assembly lines. Ethan Allen closes all stores. Del Taco director buys 600,000 of his own stock. I never could figure out Del Taco. What are they trying to be? Burlington Stores closes, tightens the reins. They're all preserving cash. You know what the most valuable asset is right now for these companies? Everybody who runs a business. Preserving cash or having access to cash. Company reports earnings yesterday. Steel Dynamics. They beat and they guide higher. Where did that come from? Darden Restaurants beats by 2 cents, but I noticed all the Dardens in our neighborhood, I want to say all of them except for maybe one, were closed. Maybe they're doing takeout still, but maybe Barry and Paul know that. But I didn't see them really, didn't look to me like they were open yesterday. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Breaking news, Tulsi Gabbard drops out of the Democratic presidential race. Boy, she took out Kamala Harris in the second debate, I want to say. Ended her aspiration just like that. I don't know if what Tulsi was in there. There's one sign, vote for Tulsi, way out on a country road here in South Carolina on the way to the peach orchard, the peach orchards out there, you know, and it says vote for Tulsi. Anyways, God bless her. Now, the market right now, the Dow's down 200 points. We're starting in a new market on Monday, which I'm excited about. We'll be in South Florida. I won't be. I'll be here in Mount Pleasant, but we've signed a deal with a news station, WWNN, which is Boca Raton, Palm Beach, not too far from Fort Lauderdale, Miami, all of that. Beautiful area. I can't wait to go down there and do a workshop and sit on the beach a little bit. We're starting on that station on Monday, so we're looking forward to that. Now, I just want to kind of go back and recap. I covered a lot of ground here today so far, okay? Last night, I spent 3 hours, and I got through about 3,000 charts. Do about 1,000 charts per hour, okay? That's a lot of charts, and I noticed some things that really popped out at me. And the number one thing I noticed, I just said to myself, Boeing is $100 per share? Really? That ought to be technical support. Well, it's at 96. Doesn't mean it can't undercut it a little bit. But I just want to say that a bottom's being put in here for Boeing. Why do I say that? Because there's a major backstop called the federal government that's got plenty of money, plenty of printing machines, printing presses to print money, or to borrow more, and to save Boeing. They're not going to let Boeing go any lower, I don't believe. And Boeing is a... Now, am I buying Boeing? No. But I believe that if you did, you probably have very little downside risk here because you've got the government behind you. And if Boeing has a backstop to it, it's been the main driver. Oh, Apple has been too, and the others have been too, I know. But Boeing has really, really had a big impact on the Dow. So if we get a bottom going in here on Boeing, that may be help the Dow establish a bottom, which doesn't want to stray too far from 20,000. Does that mean you go in with guns blazing on the upside today? No. But I did do one big action at the beginning of the market today. And that will be in my newsletter. I sent it out to all my trading alert people. And I sent out a special alert last night. No, this morning, early this morning. I did grab a few hours of sleep last night. Not much, but that's all I need. And that had the action I was taking today and the one stock that I like better than any others right now. That was the chart that stood out to me last night. Okay, then, while I was sitting there looking at charts, I heard in the back of, the TV, which I had on kind of low, the volume there, I heard a guy come on one of the cable stations talking about a new combination of drugs that seems to be very effective against coronavirus. In fact, the combination of these two drugs, he claims 25 out of 25. This was a test done in a trial done in France by a well-known epidemiologist. And President Trump yesterday was kind of hinting around in his press conference that we'll have some news tomorrow coming from the FDA, some very encouraging news. I got to believe they're just going to, this thing is allowed, this drug is already allowed for malaria. I got to believe they're just going to say, let's try it. Maybe this is the one. So if we can get past this business of I'm going to die tomorrow if I go out of my house today, that may put just take a little bit of fear out of this whole equation, because it's been fear and panic that have been driving this whole thing. So I'm just saying, you know, this is the first day of spring. The market went down a third. Sometimes a third is a big number, too. Were things okay? We've gone down far enough. And the market is forward-looking. The market is looking 6 months down the road. And maybe those two green shoots, Boeing stock and this promising drug, in fact, they're going to have a briefing here right after the show. Boy, I don't want to miss that. The White House Virus Task Force, I got to believe they're going to say something about this drug. Maybe we'll just take some of this panic out of the equation, and this Dow, which has been pummeled, can build a bottom. I also looked at the small cap stock index last night. It looks to me like they're putting in a bottom. The NASDAQ still looks wobbly to me. I think there's still some downside risk, but those other two indexes could turn around. And then just one more thing I'll mention. I'm not alone in all of a sudden saying, you know what? Let's start looking, making a list, checking it twice. Jeffrey Gundlach, he is not short any U.S. stocks for the first time in years. Bill Miller, known alpha deliverer, says that this is the fifth great buying opportunity in his lifetime. The guy's about 75 years old, I think. So anyways, there you go. If you want to get on our mailing list, I do send out when I see something really, really, really big. I had a lot of people thank me for that alert I sent out this early this morning. I send out the newsletter every Saturday. We put a lot of work into that. We're already starting to get the wheels rolling for this Saturday's newsletter. And there should be some major changes in the newsletter by then. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Also, check out my latest article on Seeking Alpha. It has had thousands of page reads, page views. It was the number one trending article on Seeking Alpha most of the day, and this morning it was. And if you follow me on Seeking Alpha, you'll get alerts when a new article is published. We do have a new one submitted. I can't tell you when it's in the editor's hands now at Seeking Alpha. Well, we've covered a lot here. I feel a lot better than I did a few days ago. I hope you do too. If you'd like to talk to us about a little bit more active money management than your popular passive strategy these days, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. We'll do a Zoom conference. Look that up in Wikipedia. Or we'll send you our newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day. This
show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.